Well, coming up now, you know, this is a new segment for us. This is the 1% Report. I'm excited about this because this is something that, you know, we've always wanted to be diverse in what we do here on The Download. And we wanted to, you know, we do a lot of stuff about social justice, and we never really get a chance to talk about, you know, the 1%, the rich. And that's where we introduce our next guest here, Ted Dinnerbansky. Ted Dinnerbansky is one of the he's from the founding family of Dinnerbansky and Ross, which is the largest tax and accounting firm in the country. It's actually over 500 years old. Dinnerbansky and Ross did the tax and accounting on the Mayflower. They taxed and then accounted for all of that stuff. And Ted Dinnerbansky comes from a long, long line of rich people. He's also an author. And, you know, since summer's right around the corner, that means it's time to break out the beach reading list. You know, and you want to read, you want to be diversified. You want to sort of have an eye towards the economy, maybe the upcoming presidential election. You know, maybe what's going to make you rich, you know? So that's when we turn to Ted Dinnerbansky. His new book is called No Risk: How to Get Rich and Stay That Way. He's also the author of See You at the Finish Line: How to Get Rich and Stay That Way. And then Offshore Accounts for Dummies, which is also his book. Ted Dinnerbansky joins us now. For, you know, the largest tax audit and accounting firm. They've got 900,000 employees worldwide. He's actually he's joining us from his midweek retreat at a Buddhist temple in Sri Lanka. Ted, are you there?
Yeah, Justin, thanks for having me. You know, in the time it took you to do that intro, I made $4 million and I'm wearing a robe. Seriously, do the math.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Well, thank you. Just hit 4.5.
So, Ted, you're a maverick. You've always been a maverick of American business, a true hero to so many that are in the top 1%.
Thank you.
What are you doing at a Buddhist temple?
Oh, just chilling on a couch, burning time that I can write off on my taxes. My one observation, no email.
Okay, that's a good observation. Let's get to your book. No, we all know you've advised folks like Ben Bernanke, the former Secretary of State Hank Paulson.
You
came up with the term bailout. That was you did that term. That's great.
Thank you.
Your book takes us through some pretty turbulent economic times, yet it's called No Risk. Why?
You know, Justin, it's a great question. You know, it's really for fellow members of the top 1%. It's a bit of an inside joke, really, more than anything. You know, the book's in three parts. And if there's a central theme, it's about investing in the future and protecting your grandchildren.
Wow, three parts for a book, like three separate books?
Yeah, that's right. You know, part one's about hedging. Part two is about the myth of poverty. And part three is about making tough decisions. Things like what you should name your new science center at the alma mater, or how to waste a year. There's also an appendix on how to host a full-scale gladiator fight in your own backyard, which is loaded with insights and stories on how to host a full-scale gladiator fight in your own backyard.
Okay, well, I know that being in the 1% keeps you busy. Ted, yeah, I got to ask you, how do you find time to write all these books?
Super swamped, but I try and make the time, you know. A lot of stuff going on the fly. A good man once said that good men are made by other good men. I think Jack Welch said that. But to your point and to your question, Justin, you know, the book's a function of a few recorded conversations with Alan Greenspan during our flights to Mali. I hired J.K. Rowling to type it out. And got some great notes from TLC's T-Boz and Chili. Two of three were able to give me
right.
Some thoughts.
Okay, well, That's wonderful. That's great. What an eclectic group. Any insights or quotes from the book you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, you know, I'm really interested in Crabtree and Evelyn lately. I like their management structure. Focus on offshore accounts and supply chains and a customer touch point. Seems almost it's like you're at home. But, you know, to your question, you know, quotes, I'm trying to think, you know, for these Occupy kids, you know, just to say that we're just like you. We don't have the same struggles. We just focus on different things, like whether or not to let Dick Durbin run for governor. He seems like a nice guy, you know, but the buttons on the collar bother me.
Right.
Those buttons on the collar.
It's always the buttons on the collar, right?
I don't trust the buttons on the collar. It's the small things like that. You see those, you know?
Yeah, you do.
Like Nixon sweating.
Ted Dinnerbansky is one half of the global partner, Ted Dinnerbansky and Ross. What's Skip Ross up to these days, Ted? We haven't heard much from Skip.
Skip's got a lot of the fly. He's been spending a lot of time on water skis for the past couple of months. He's patented a new move where he's able to jump the wake twice. He's also officially cloned himself, so not knowing if that's officially announced, but it did go through. The tests worked, and Skip's got a clone. There's two of them now. It's a legit second Skip. So
there you go. That's good. So breaking news here.
I don't know if it's official or not, but I don't know if you want to maybe cut that out of the final edit. But
well, it's live, so okay. Well, yeah. The book is called No Risk.
Maybe it won't be.
No, okay. Well, the book's called No Risk, How to Get Rich and Stay That Way, from the author of other books like See You at the Finish Line, How to Stay Rich, and How to Get Rich and Stay That Way, and also The Offshore Accounts for Dummies. Ted Dinnerbansky of Dinnerbansky & Ross, the oldest tax and accounting firm in the history of the world, 500-plus years, is on the line. Ted, thanks for taking some time out to talk about the 1%.
Justin, thanks so much. And just as a follow-up, you know, the wrap-up on the email, let me know. Just send me this thing with a debrief and, you know, give me any thoughts you have and if I should buy Twitter.